chorus of that song leading into Torrance.
What we're going to do next. All right, can we have the slide, please? So hopefully somewhere in the journey, you will kind of get to the point, all right, it's not one time. There will be many times, you know, we will question God, like, are you crazy? What are you calling me to do? But yet, Master, because you say so, I will. And then we were put in a group, all right? This is our group. This is our tribe. You know, I've been to Kingdom City in Kuala Lumpur, all right? Started by a Malaysian Indian guy. And they're just growing. Their mandate is wherever we go, we will preach the gospel of kingdom. We will bring the mandate of the kingdom into the city. They started in Perth, now Kuala Lumpur and all that. And they were meeting in this grand ballroom, 6-star hotel, and you know the so-called team of workers is bigger than what we have. It's just unbelievable. But God is doing it. All right? That guy, Indian guy, lawyer, and say, I didn't want to do this. But because God says so, I will. He just put up his hand. So as a journey, I pray that we will get to the point and say, Lord, at your word, we will. All right? So I want you to reflect on your journey. So your journey one off, like say, God, 20 years ago, I say yes. You know, don't remind me again, Lord. You know, 20 years ago, I say yes. Now, 2022, don't ask me again. I already say yes. But God will ask you again. God will ask you again. All right, let's have a look. First one. Okay. That's interesting. I didn't know that was the first one. Okay. Eve, your turn. All right, would you all get up and read this with Eve? Eve, just, all right, in honor of the youth, I was so glad they gave me a hat. So cool. Marin, with your youth. Okay. Yeah, go for it. Can you get up and read with Eve? Sorry. Ruth, next time, your turn. All right.
Okay.
Go for it.
One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to push out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken, and so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on you will fish for people." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him.
Can you pray for me?
Okay. Dear Lord, thank you for Tao, and thank you for this time that we have today. And I just pray a really big blessing on him, and that you'll speak through him today, and that everyone will learn something today. Amen.
Amen. May everyone learn something today. I like that. What I hope to achieve, that we all get to a point where our heart is willing, no matter how old we are, no matter how long we walk with the Lord, when God say, "Hey, I want you to do this," we may argue with the Lord. We may argue with the Lord, but at the end we will yield and say, "Lord, because you say so, I will. Whatever, Lord, because you say so, whatever you want me to be, I will be." The transformation, sanctification is a continuous thing, you know. So I say to Maria 32 years ago, "I love you, I will marry you." And then if I don't say it anymore, you know, like, come on, Maria, go back to your past record. I did say it. You know, it's recorded, it's signed. But it's a continuation, because our heart need to continuously change. There's so much of God that God wants to give us. Therefore, he needs to increase our capacity. And part of the increasing of capacity is to break out the old shells, to pull out the old feathers, to prune us. But we need to cooperate with that. It's really, really interesting. We have to cooperate with that. If we say no to God, we can actually quench and grieve the Holy Spirit. That's the power of our will. It's amazing. The Almighty God, we can actually say no to our Creator, to our Divine Designer, to the lover of our soul. We can actually say no. But I hope we will not say no. All right? So next slide, please, Kit. I think someone for you need to join with Kit to discuss. All right? This is a discussion now. All right? When Christ calls you, how's your commitment? So can few people join Kit and have a chat with Kit? All right. Few minutes. Just like, okay. The question. All right. So when Christ called you, in measure to your commitment, how is it like? So is there calling in your life that you kind of like, you're not there? All right. Okay, sorry. Okay, we move to the next one, please. It makes sense to me, you know? All right. All right. Okay, it's not going to work, is it? I thought it was clear. All right. So in that passage, all right, there's a crowd leaning on, and then there's Simon, John, and James close by. And then there is a commitment of leaving everything and co-create with God. Where are you at? So this applies to different season, different time. I was told that my things is not very good, but do you get it? All right. No? All right. Yeah, that's good. That's good. All right, keep thinking about it then, because I need to keep moving on, because it's not working. Co-creator is basically, you know, Peter, James left everything to be fishermen because Christ was the creator. But I think I'm using terms that I know that I did not explain. Good point. Okay, next one. All right. This one came about when I was meditating on it, all right? So again, I have to explain because it's not in the passage. So I was like, okay, what will restrict our call to give all in to Jesus? It's pride in our passion and personality. So it came through when Peter was saying, Simon, then, all right, was like, are you kidding me? You want me to go deeper? I've been working all day, all night, you know, and I'm tired. So there was a passion that I am the fisherman. Who are you to tell me how to fish? You know, and then obviously the personality of that's who I am. You know, I hear a lot of Christians talk like that. That's who I am. You know, there's no yielding that, okay, maybe that's who I am, but is that what God wants you to be? You know, are you willing to change for the purpose? So I'm an introvert, all right? But it's hard to be an introvert when you're a pastor. So I have to change. I have to try to make jokes, you know, connect, because I'm insecure in my connection, you know? Preaching. I actually don't like preaching. I like sharing, but I can't get my sequential brain because there's none there to be sequential. You know, that's why I like, oh, makes sense to me. And then I put it out like, what does that mean? All right, let's look at the scripture. Let's walk through the scripture, okay? So I put this out there because Luke 5 wasn't the first time that Simon met Jesus. It wasn't the first time John and James, all right? So some title in the Bible say the calling of the first disciple. It wasn't, all right? This is in Luke. Jesus already been to Simon's house, and Simon already seen what Jesus could do with someone who is sick. And Simon already knew Jesus answered prayer when Simon said, hey, my mother-in-law, not my favorite person, can you heal her? You know what I mean? So I don't know how he asked, but he did ask. All right? And Jesus rebuked the fever, and he left her. Immediately she rose and began to serve them. So Jesus did something in front of Simon. So what was Simon still doing fishing? So Jesus have touched our life. Jesus have given us a miracle. So why have we gone back to fishing? So that's what I'm talking about. The journey of commitment is sometimes we are touched. We cannot, yeah, but I think I'll go back to fishing. You know, this fisher of men, that's not for me. Somebody else can do it, you know. So have a think about it. Where's your commitment? You know, are you still there? Like, yeah, Jesus do miracles and all that. Okay, let's go through it. So I want to unpack the scripture. So meditate with me. Next one, please. Okay. Are you in the crowd? That's my question. One day as Jesus, all right, Jesus is the Word. John 1 make it very clear. Jesus is the Word that flesh out to us so that we can see God. Okay? Was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, which is more reality compared to the Sea of Galilee. So if you've been to Israel, the Sea of Galilee is not a sea. All right? So it's a different word, but it's the way Luke writes it, he's very... being a medical guy, very want to be accurate, you know, evidence-based thing. All right? So he chose to use the leg because it's actually a leg. All right? The people were crowding. So Luke 4 already say, you know, Jesus been to the wilderness, came back, you know, then he say, you know, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, you know, and we already see miracles. So the words already got out. There's this new rabbi, not really speak with authority, he's just showing signs and wonders. Who is this guy? So everyone is pressing in because the word is being spoken by the word. All right? So if you look at it accurately, every time Jesus says something, it's the word of God. Because he is the word of God. He can only speak the Rhema word of God. So when you hear the Rhema word of God, Romans tells us, faith comes by hearing, hearing the spoken Rhema word of God. So there was faith around the crowd. People crowding in. People were like, what's going on? They were pressing in. So are you pressing in? Are you pressing in? Are you getting closer to Jesus and say, what are you saying to me today? What's the word for today? Because if I hear it, I will have faith. Because I need faith to fight the journey. I need faith to fill my race. I'm getting tired. I need faith. Are you leaning it? Basically, no word, no faith. Without faith, it is impossible, please God. So we need faith, but faith don't come if we don't hear. The hearing in Hebrew or Latin is equivalent to obey. So I can't obey if I can't hear. I need your instruction. What are you saying? Because your word brings life. So the people were crowding around him, listening, listening, listening to the Rhema word of God. Next one. Can Christ borrow your boat? So, Jesus saw at the water's edge two boats. Two boats. Imagine if Simon said no. Will you go to the other boats? Imagine God said to you, hey, would you do this for me? Do you think Jesus got the other option? So he saw at the water edge two boats left bare by the fishermen. So that's plural, who were washing their nets. So pretty much, time out, had enough, time to clean up, forget the day, work. I'm disappointed, but there's the next day. Washing the nets, cleaning it. You know, how often God calls us when we kind of like had enough, you know? I had enough, Lord. You just come on the wrong time. It's time for me to have a break, you know, end of the year. Come on, I'm tired. What? Anyway, he got into one of the two boats. The one belonging to Simon and asked him. Jesus asked Simon. Jesus, the creator, who formed the trees out of nothing, the wood that is being used to make the boat did not come out from nothing. It came from the source, the creator, where Jesus Christ asked Simon. I always believe God call is always an invitation. He never bring up the whip and say, will you do this? It's always an invitation and it's always a request. It's mind-boggling, but that's Jesus. That's our gracious God. You know, But the interesting thing here is Jesus got into the boat first without asking. All right? So Jesus have enough authority that sometimes, because even we shut our door, Jesus like, the boat is empty, I'm coming in. But in Revelation we know Jesus knocked because now we got a door. Boat doesn't have door. All right? Jesus just come and sat there. You know? I love it. I love it. You know, if you get into the story, it's like, do you have a boat? You know? Is it Jesus friendly? You know, can Jesus come and just sit down? You know? Do you, you know, I know, not pointing at anyone, someone built a house and they have a room because they're like, hey, we want to welcome the prophet. You know what I mean? If you welcome a prophet, you get the prophet. You know, if you welcome Jesus, just imagine the Prince of Peace, the Almighty One, the one that gives life. So he asked Simon and say, okay, so you see the conversation going, all right? Simon asked Jesus to bless the mother-in-law. That's already happened. So this encounter, probably some say few months, all right? For our life, it can be a few years and all that, that you get another encounter, okay? This is really very fast because Jesus just come. I got 3 years. I had to get the people right. Even that, you know, Peter still like, at the end, he's like, no. I still not really sure whether he's really Lord or not. And he denied him 3 times. So I'm saying our life is like a journey. So you go up and down. Don't be fearful. Just move forward and keep your boat Jesus friendly. When he come and he say, Simon, would you push a bit? Obviously, Simon did not say much, but agreeable. All right, a little push, I'll do it. Don't know what you're doing. In fact, I think Simon went in the boat with him. Then Jesus sat down. So the position of rabbi in those days is, you know, he's speaking to the crowd, okay? For people who learn public speaking, obviously when you stand up, you project your voice better. But it was traditional the rabbi sat down. When he sat down, everyone quiet because rabbi is going to teach now. The rabbi, the master, is going to teach now. So everyone lean on and say, what is he saying? Again, think about it. He must have a booming voice for all the crowd to hear. But everyone's leaning. Everyone was quiet. So when he spoke, live faith just touched people in the crowd. And everyone respond differently. Like here today, you will respond differently. And God do not judge you, but respond. That's the thing. Respond with whatever faith you have, whatever capacity, but respond. Don't pull back. And he taught the people from the boat. When Jesus speaks, he teaches, he brings life, he gives life. Next one. So when he finished teaching, and Jesus do that, he said to Simon, this is personal now, instruction, put out into the deep water and let down the nets for a catch. Simon answered, Master, all right, pay attention to the word master because that will change. So just think what Simon will say in what tone. It's like, Master, we have worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. Oh, master, we have worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because he says so, I will let down the nets. You know, what tone would you use? You know? And Jesus was so confident, put out into the deep water. So in contrast then, the fishermen who are expert always fish in the shallow water. They always fish at night because that's where all the fish come. That's all they know. So deep water in the morning, this is kind of early morning now. It's like counterculture, man. And master, rabbi, you can teach. Can you fish? Do you know about fishing? I know your past life is carpenter. Very different from fishing. What are you talking about? So at least he acknowledged his master. Master of what? So at this stage, Simon thinking, okay, master, teaching, you know, you preach well. Preaching and fishing? Quite different, all right? But again, it's okay to argue with God. But the faith is, whatever little faith is, because he says so, I will. I will let down the net. No confidence at all. No faith. It's like, I'm too tired to argue with you, man. I already take, you know? And the inconvenience. I already cleaned my nets, man. I already cleaned my nets. I mean, all night. Now I have to clean my nets, start a new day again. But because you say so, I will. All right? And Jesus already say, again, when Jesus says so, it will be done if we put our faith. So Jesus already confident, if you put down in deep waters, you will get a catch. How big, how small? Jesus already guarantee. Let's look at the next one. When they have done so, they caught such a large number, multitude of fish. So the large number speaks of multitude. It's like all kind of fish. You know, not just barramundi, whatever you like, you know. It's not just that. Suddenly, all kind of fish came. All right? It's a small lake. So they kind of like expect certain fish, but it was multitude of fish that their nets began to break. Okay, I am going too slow, sorry. That's all right, I'm enjoying myself. I'm sure you are too. So just imagine your workplace. You work, and then Jesus come along and give you a different idea. You know, it's like, come on, Christ. Have a think about it. Multitude of fish. So they signal their partners. So I like that. They signal their partners because once you get the blessing, get somebody involved. In the other boat, all right, not on the same boat. So Simon was in the same boat. To come and help them, that they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sing. So I don't know whether they actually really sing, but the next passage will say they got to the shore safely. So the evidence that Jesus, who is not a fisherman, is not an expert, in Simon's expert mind is like, wow, there's no way you know how to fish. The only way we can have all this, you actually got command of the fishes. Not only you know where the fishes are, I think you command the fishes to be there. And you just help us as in give us the hint so that we can grab the blessing. No boat, no blessing. Let Jesus into your boat. If you want to get blessed, make your boat friendly. Make your house friendly. Make your work friendly. Don't keep Jesus out. He knows your business better than you, man. Let him come into your business. So because of the expertise of Simon, and he realized, wow, you are not just the master of good teaching or the master carpenter. You have divine power. Go away, Lord. So the master have changed now Lord, because Lord is divine. Master is all rabbi, guru, teacher. Go away from me. How many times when Jesus break in that we kind of like, I'm not worthy. I tell you so many times and I say it again, I'm not worthy to be your pastor. It's a privilege and honor, you know. But, you know, because I'm a sinful man. I know my sin. I know my inadequacy. Go away from me, Lord. I'm a sinful man. For he and his all his opinion, he as in Simon and his all opinion, were astonished, amazed. So it's not just shock, surprise. It was like, my mind is blown. This can't be. I've been a fisherman 10, 15 years at the catch of the fish, the multitude of fish. No way any human being can do that. But we did it because Jesus says so. And we let down the net. Will you let down your net again? If Jesus says so. Or would you say, like Peter say, I work all night. You got to be kidding. And then actually stop there. But if you say, argue with God, and then you give in because your brain is too small and your knowledge God is God and you're not, and you say, because you say so, at your word, we will. So were James and John. So James and John were bystander, spectator, not involved in the conversation, just watching. You know, the son of Zebedee, Simon partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, okay? Jesus didn't say to John and James, but Jesus said to Simon, don't be afraid. We always get afraid when Jesus calls. Joshua, do not be dismayed. Be strong and courageous. So that's normal. But overcome your fear with faith. All right? Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people. So they pull their boats on the shore and left everything and follow him. So basically, they is including James and John. So the journey is, most of us, actually, I'll talk myself, I haven't reached a point where I left everything and follow him and become fishermen. So the journey is wherever you are, all right, there's no condemnation. Keep listening to God. If he says so, take that step and say, I will, Lord. All right? And hopefully you get to the point before you die and you say, I have left everything and just follow Jesus. Be real to your faith. You know, I know I haven't. I know I haven't left everything. But the goal is to be fisher of men. And it's because of the miracle that if God knows where all the fishes are, can drive the fishes, means he's promised the multitude. And the evidence in Acts, when Peter had his first sermon, I think about 3,000 turn up, that was a big catch. All right? So last song, and we'll conclude. Let me pray.